You are listening to the audio production of Faith Driven Entrepreneur, What It Takes to Step Into Your Purpose and Pursue Your God-Given Call to Create by Henry Kastner, J.D. Greer, and Chip Ingram. Published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author, Henry Kastner. Forward. What does it mean to be a faith-driven entrepreneur? What does it mean to be a faith-driven person, really? These are questions I find myself asking often. This book has helped me move toward answers. It's written for Christian entrepreneurs, yes, but there's something about that phrase, faith-driven, that makes me think. Christian makes a phenomenal noun but a subpar adjective, because when you say, I'm a Christian, you're saying a lot about who you are, right? You're saying that you stand for Jesus and that you're a follower of His. So often, though, that word Christian has a loose meaning. If I told you I was a Christian plumber, what exactly does that mean? I'd like to imagine that a Christian plumber is someone you instantly knew operated with quality, excellence, integrity, timeliness, and many other virtues. That would be awesome if whatever came after that adjective, Christian, meant that. But oftentimes it doesn't. This book is helping us redefine the idea of excellence by giving us a different frame. We're faith-driven. What does that mean? First and foremost, it says that my faith in Jesus Christ drives the way I work and live. It says that I'm here to create quality work. It says that I'm here to do the work that God has put in my hands to the best of my ability, because I believe that He oversees everything I do. And my work, my time, my energy, all things that belong to and come from Him are tools to serve Him well. It's so easy to take those things and use them to glorify ourselves, though. Oftentimes we find ourselves fighting to keep up the image, fighting to keep up the persona of all the things that a Christian leader is supposed to be. And what ends up happening is that there's too much shame to be vulnerable and transparent about the areas where we're not succeeding and not winning because there's so many expectations on us. When you're performing for acceptance, that's religiosity to the core. That's not faith. Faith is when you can be honest and transparent and say, God, I don't have what it takes. I need You to do it. I've chronicled my own journey of coming to the conclusion that I was more devoted to my devotion to God than I was devoted to His devotion to me. It's easy to get that backward, especially as an entrepreneur when you're the one who's constantly on the pedestal. You're the one everyone's looking at. For Christians, we can be tempted to twist our virtues so that they serve us. We like to pat ourselves on the back and say, look at me, I woke up at 5 a.m. to drink coffee and do my Bible study. Click, Instagram that, hashtag blessed. But then people can look at us and think we're
sample complete. Ready to continue?